It took less than 1 week for the hope surrounding Guinea's transitional government to turn to doubt, with the new interim prime minister saying he'll not rule out running for president himself. Veteran politician Jean-Marie Doré was appointed prime minister this week by acting military leader General Sokoba Konaté as part of a deal reached with the regional mediator, Burkinabe President Blaise Compaoré, and Guinea's injured military leader, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara. That deal states that all members of the 101-member transitional government and the existing ruling military council are barred from running in elections planned for June. But Prime Minister Doré says he's agreed to nothing.
Les propositions de Blaise Compaoré qui ont été diffusées sur les antennes de la RTG comme des accords.
Mr. Doré says the proposal of President Compaoré is not an agreement, it's just a proposal. These proposals were given to both Guinea's civil society leaders and the country's ruling military council, and civil society leaders did not agree with its terms. He says President Compaoré, General Konaté, and Captain Camara signed what they called the Ouagadougou Accord, but that's not correct. It's nonsense.
Je ne connais pas la teneur de ces accords. Mais si les accords qu'ils ont signés contiennent des points.
Mr. Doré says he does not know the terms of the agreement between the Burkinabe leader and Guinea's military. They can give their own opinion. But civil society groups were not present during last week's talks in Burkina Faso, so for them, it's not an accord until all parties agree. He says mediators should only sign settlements as a witness once everyone agrees. Because Guinea's civil society has not yet agreed, Mr. Doré says it's a bit bizarre that President Compaoré is calling this an accord. The Prime Minister says he'll not answer the question of his potential candidacy until he meets further with General Konaté and other members of the transitional government once they're appointed. Mr. Doré's rival for the post of interim Prime Minister, Labour leader Rabiata Sara Diallo, says a politician should not have been chosen to help lead the transitional authority because it will raise questions about the impartiality of the elections to follow. She says union leaders are ready to support Mr. Doré to get Guinea out of its political crisis, but will, in her words, be very vigilant about watching his neutrality. Having elections in 6 months presents considerable logistical challenges for one of the world's poorest countries. Prime Minister Doré is already talking about possible delay.
Vous savez, on aurait pu dire un mois, comme on aurait pu dire trois ans. C'est une évaluation qui puisse.
Doré says the transition could be 1 month or it could be 3 years. It all depends on evaluating what's already been done with voter registration. Doré says the transitional government will work to meet the six-month deadline, but everything does not depend on the government. If there's not money, it will take more time. Doré says the success of this election depends on its organization, and that depends on the means to organize it properly. If these means are not available, he says, Guinea will continue to struggle. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.